Welcome to episode 4 of Loans and Drones. Today we have an awesome message. It's called Old School Meets New School. And I have two special guests here, a mother and daughter, and they are generationally apart from each other, but they're helping each other synergize with their business. You do not want to miss this. Stay tuned. Let's go. Jessica and Michelle, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Doing well today.
Awesome.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's almost getting to that season of sun. Actually, we have a lot of sun out right now. This show is titled Old School Meets New School. So let's go back and rewind a little bit. How did you get into the business?
Well, my sister was actually the recruiter for Century 21 and looked at me one day and told me that...
Auntie?
Yes.
Oh, Auntie.
Yeah, Auntie. Okay. She's like, I think you should get your real estate license. You'd be great. You would be a natural, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, okay. So I went to school and Bob Galgan was my instructor, got my license, and I went to work at Century 21 and didn't know a thing. And my broker said, go work with Jim Gary over there. Jim's been doing this for 6 years. He's a pro. He'll teach you everything. And I said, but I don't want to work with him. And he said, but you're going to work with him. And I said, okay. So I started working with Jim, and he did teach me a lot and showed me the ropes. And I don't know, 6 months later, we got married.
and then a year later, here I was born.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. They were married in June of 94, and I was born in June of 95.
Yeah.
June of 94. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, so a year later.
Year later. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how was it starting out in the business?
Wait, what year was it?
In 1994.
Right.
I got my license.
Right.
I got into it and I was excited. I was like, what can I do? Show me everything. I started calling expireds the day I was licensed. I got us like 6 listings probably in the first 6 months of being licensed. I would bring Jim with me.
Right?
I started cold calling. I set up a kiosk in front of Jewel Food and made Jim come with me.
Now, you used to work at that Jewel?
No, I never worked there. But we sat there, and as customers would come into grocery shop, I would be telling them, are you looking to buy a house? Like, it was crazy. So I want to say within the first, like, year and a half, 2 years, we had, like, 30 listings. And we were the number one agents in DuPage County. We were in the top 2%. And then we were always number one at our office.
Wow, that's amazing.
And that was what? Remax?
We started out at Century 21.
Then you went to Remax Preferred.
Yes. Then we went to Remax Preferred. And then after Remax Preferred, all these people, agents, kept wanting to work with us. And they're like, can you teach us? And we want to join you. And I'm like, why don't we just get our own office? So we started Gary Real Estate.
Okay.
Which is still
around,
well.
Yes.
Okay.
It was established January 1st of 2001.
Okay.
So we just celebrated 23 years in business.
Wow.
My dad is still the managing broker. That's currently where I hold my license. She's at Keller Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got two different worlds here, two different companies, but building synergy, which we'll get to in a second. But I think one of the biggest things that people think is that when they do get in the industry, that it's easy.
That couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth. And trust me, being a newly licensed agent back in 2019, especially, we know COVID was going on, I can tell you firsthand, it's not easy. You don't get your license and people are knocking on your door like, hey, come list my house. Hey, I want to buy a house with you. No one knows.
You have to be your
biggest cheerleader.
Well, you get your license, and once you get it, it's not like anything changes. You have to make a change.
Yeah, you just said, though, it was really easy because you got
30
listings.
Well, no, because I'm different. I actually love cold calling. I liked calling the expireds. A lot of agents are afraid of that. They won't call a buy owner. Is that not true?
Well, it's a rejection, the fear of rejection.
Okay.
You know, like in sales when, you know, even like you're all the time, right? You're leaving Costco. The Sunrun guys are always there, right? And you're always just like, no, like, you know, I don't want solar. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. That's
you know what I mean?
Or so vacation.
Well, it's like the power of no, you know, everyone says no, 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 but it's that one yes that really changes things.
Right. Wow. That's good insight. 1994. And then you started moving into a very successful world of real estate. Tell me about how things shifted. Like what happened after that?
Well, so things were going well. And then all of a sudden in 2005, right when the market was collapsing, her younger sister, which I thought, we brought her to the doctor thinking she had a flu, and it turns out she had leukemia. And it was like high risk leukemia, 98% cancerous in her bone marrow, horrible. So we went, and the market was collapsing. So her treatment was 2.5 years. So the whole time the market was collapsing and we only did real estate. Like there was no other source of income. Mm-hmm. And somehow we managed to get through that. And
I the lights stayed on.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that.
Thanks to Mike Moyer. So we had these investors we were working with that kind of like kept buying houses. I mean, they were buying houses for like $7,000 back in the day.
But it was, yes. There was like way down south.
And they were in Dalton.
Dalton, that's what it was. Yeah.
But I just closed a deal down in Dalton.
No way.
Yes, I did. That is so funny. I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, that's so funny. Okay. So it was a very tough time. And, you know, we weren't going to give up. Even though, I mean, our first priority was saving our daughter and being there for, you know, Jackie, and plus the other two, because we felt bad because we'd be at Loyola for a week at a time, and my mom would have to come and stay with her, and
it was tough.
It was a tough time.
How old was Jackie?
Jackie at the time was 5 years old when she was diagnosed. I mean, sorry, she was four.
Yeah, she was four. My
daughter's four.
Yeah, she was diagnosed at four.
Oh my goodness.
And
I'm 6 years older than her, so I was 10.
Yeah. You're 10. Okay.
So I didn't really understand what was going on. I mean, no one understood what was going on, I'm saying in my eyes, you know, I was 10 years old.
And her whole world changed too, because her mom and dad weren't there.
Yeah, I had no idea like what was going on. You know what I mean? I'm 10.
What did you do when you were 10 years old? What was your mindset saying at that time?
You know, that's really when I turned to the computer, which sounds kind of sad, but I just... Growing up, like we always played PlayStation at our house. We had PlayStation 2, played Crash Bandicoot, Spyro, Simpsons Taxi. It was a lot of fun games. And I loved playing video games from when I was a kid. And that love kind of grew into like The Sims, which is funny because it's houses, right? And I used to like design, you know, like I would just go into like the build mode. And I would, you know, design like my dream bedroom and house and kitchen and all of that, right? So I love Sims, but it was on the computer. And that's, you know, like when the love for, you know, like coding MySpace layouts happened for me. And my aunt, the same one that got her into real estate, actually works at UIC. And she got me a bootleg version of Photoshop. So I was in like sixth grade teaching myself how to use Photoshop. Because I knew I could do it. And at this time, there was no YouTube University to help me out. Right. There was no, you know, Googling how to do, you know, how to like remove the background in Photoshop. I was just kind of like experimenting. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, I think, when my love for computers really took off. I remember I was like number one at school in like seventh grade when they were teaching us how to type on the computer. I already knew how to type on the computer because that's all I did at home. I was just on the computer all the time. I love playing RuneScape and just different games. And nothing's changed.
What was your perception of mom and dad going through that? Like, in your sister? And what was the emotional piece of that?
I didn't really understand what was going on because I was so young. And I knew something was obviously wrong because going to the hospital and seeing my little sister bald in a hospital bed with IVs. And
she came home with... a port, and she came home with antibiotics.
And she was there for a long time. I mean, it's not like they were, you know, home for, you know, a week and then at the hospital. I mean, you guys were gone for at one point,
weeks
like
at
2 months. Wow. That they just like didn't come home. So it was just like me and my computer and AOL Messenger. That was a lot of fun too. Like as a kid, you know, that's how I was able to connect with, you know, like my friends at school because I didn't have a parent around to drop me off at friends' houses or at extracurricular activities or any of that. So I just kind of turned to the computer. Wow. And it sounds sad, but it was a lot of fun.
It's setting the foundation of the theme of this message today is old school meets new school. So you grew up in a successful real estate house with successful parents going through one of the toughest times anybody could ever imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely was.
Where do we go from here? Like, how'd you get out of there? And then let's go into present day.
We never, ever gave up. I still would, like, I would be at the hospital, like, answering calls, or my husband would leave and go, you know, show a house really quick and then come back to the hospital. So the point was we never gave up and we managed to, you know, get across the finish.
Probably
push,
also
push
also mention that Jackie is alive and well. She's 22. I feel like we need to throw that in there. She's good. She recovered. She, you know, went through remission. Everything is all good. She's 22.
Hallelujah.
So once she was done and actually
got to add that
we
in
both
there.
we both got our little tattoos
Give me a little zoom in here.
That was her last day of chemo. So we managed to get through that, and then basically, unfortunately, our marriage didn't survive it. So I kind of ended up going on my own on top of it. So that split up, but he kept the business. And I basically just went back to the basics. I went back to everything I learned and everything I knew and just had to reinvent myself. Exactly. Yeah.
Especially under a new name, too.
Because
you guys were in business for a long time under the Gary name.
And now everyone you have a new knew me as name. Michelle Gary. And then I got remarried. And instead of just keeping my name to keep it, I changed it. So I had to actually totally get my name out there again. It was like I was a brand new agent.
Yeah. Wow. So you had to totally just rip the Band-Aid off.
Yep.
Works in my favor, though, because everyone sees my last name and they're like, hey, you know Jim? Is Michelle your mom? I'm like, actually, those are my parents. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, real estate is in your blood. So it almost like was your calling and you didn't realize it. But going back to the computer piece, it started kind of developing at that point.
Yeah.
And then as we kind of move into this world that we live in, technology is kind of playing to your strength.
It is. It definitely is. And it's funny that, you know, you're saying real estate's in my blood. And I fought it for so long, right? I went to college for 6 years.
Oh my God.
My dad reminds me like every other day now. He's like, you know, you didn't need to go to college to be a realtor. I'm like, I know, but I think it helped. And I wanted to feel like it was my choice. You know what I mean? At the end of the day that I went to college and it wasn't just, I didn't want people to think I was just like handed a career. You know what I mean? I did go to school and I did want to be like on a marketing team for like a bark box or a makeup company. You know, that was my dream job. That's, you know, when I was in school and I took the classes that I was talking about before, marketing and entrepreneurship with Jane Murdaugh and Peter James, they changed the whole trajectory of my life with those two classes. And I really loved marketing. I don't want to say I didn't care about school because I did, but I started to really care about school after those classes. And I really saw myself going into something marketing related after taking those classes. You know, it's worked out in my favor because real estate is a lot of,
marketing.
You know, self-marketing and marketing in general. It worked out in the end, but yeah, I fought real estate for a long time. And I think that's what my sister's doing as well. So we'll see where she ends up, but...
Hint.
Yeah, right. Jackie, go to real estate school.
Going back to branding, like when you first got in, you said going back to the basics. I think that's huge. People try to like get out in this world and try so many new things and they forget about the foundational principles of sales.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about building relationships. And it's not just building relationships with your clients. You need to build relationships with other agents.
And your service partners.
And your service partners. But you do. 100%. Like, I mean, today, as I was saying, I had a multiple offer, and the agent who is listing agent said he's rooting for my offer because he knows me because I built a relationship, and I, you know, I was always professional and courteous and what have you, you know.
Yeah, I think you have a very good knack of reaching across the phone to build a relationship with the other agent. And I think so many people get that wrong. Even myself, on the lending world, I have to make relationships with other loan officers that do different products, like construction loans or whatever.
Right. They refer them to you.
I am inspired by you doing that because I have a competitive nature about myself. So it's hard for me to do that. But I've watched you for so long do that. And you've created a synergy with agents that have built strength in your business and success. So that's awesome.
Because you do. You want them to know, oh, when they see your name on that offer, she's a great agent to work with. She's easy to work with. And I come across some agents, I'm not saying any names, but they won't even pick up the phone. Everything is text.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't like that. do not like that at all. Like,
I think the other thing too that sometimes bothers me is like if I send you like an earnest money receipt or like an updated offer or something, yep. just acknowledge it. Acknowledge, like just say received, thank you. Just something to acknowledge the fact that you received my email. I don't like when agents do that because I'm kind of just like, hey, let me know that you received it just to make sure that it went through.
Right. Well, I think one of the beauties of you two is watching the last 2 or 3 months of how you have both helped each other out. What have you done to help each other out in taking your own, like, let's say the computer piece that you've learned back when you're 10 years old?
Yeah.
Let's say the hunger and desire of building relationships. How have you blended your business, even though you work at different companies? I think that's such a unique circumstance. Mother, daughter, working different companies and still building synergy to create a business.
Yeah, I think my take on it is I'm here to help anybody that I can. I don't care what company you're at because I know at the end of the day, you're a realtor just like me. Like we are here to accomplish the same thing. So, you know, what do I have to lose by helping, you know, my fellow agent? You know, I'm making us all better overall. You know, any agent that comes to me that asks me, you know, a question or asks me, hey, can you make me a flyer? You know, can you make me a digital business card to send out to clients? You know, I'm happy to do it for any agent because I know, especially with older agents, it's a little bit hard to do the technology piece. And it's so easy for me. I mean, for me to do an online business card for an agent, I mean, it takes what? A minute for me, and I can just, you know, send it out to them, and then, you know, they look like rock stars. They look like rock stars to their agents. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm here to help the people around me. I mean, I think it's just in me to do that. I love helping people grow if I can. I've definitely done that with you, and I know there was that one post that I took a picture of her actually at Keller Williams, and I told her, I said, put it on Facebook. She was like, no, and I was like, yeah, put it on Facebook. Put a more personalized caption, not like, what were you doing?
I was with you guys. We were all there.
She was number one at the office, number one
and I
didn't know.
Oh, and I was right, like, for the for just, volume. That's what it was.
Look, you're number one. I pointed to it, and you're like, let me take a picture. And then you're like, post it.
She was like, well, I don't know what to post. You know, I don't know what to say. And I'm like, you know, I remember we were going over the caption, and you gave me some captions, and I was like, it just doesn't seem right, doesn't feel right. And then whatever caption that we came up with, you know, like, I should stop in the office more often. I found out I'm number
That's
one.
What I said.
Or whatever. I mean, you got over 100 likes on that post.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, just doing that little, like, personal touch, because, like I was telling you, that's what people like to see online now, is, like, the more, like, more personal, real side of things. You know, they don't want that, like, super scripted, I'm the best, I'm the number one agent, like, love being the number one at Keller Williams. You know, they don't want that. They want the more, like, real you that they know.
That I truly walked in the office and had no idea.
Which, honestly, if you know her, you would know that that 100% is.
Yeah, because we were all together and I pointed out, I'm like, wait a minute, you're number one out of two?
There's 270 agents.
270 agents, you're number one.
And you didn't even know.
I had no
idea. That is like the most you thing ever.
Oh my God.
That's okay.
She knows now. That's what matters.
She knows that. And she's still crushing it. So that's amazing. When you talk about technology, I'm going to throw it down really quick because you get so embarrassed when I talk about your million views on TikTok. She's got a million views on one of her posts for TikTok, so she knows what she's talking about here.
I do. I say it's like my double life because I felt like TikTok was kind of a hobby for me, and I just... That was kind of like, like I was saying before, I wanted to go into the marketing world, and that's what I wanted to do, was to create posts and like brand awareness and look at the analytics and see how many views, how many likes, you know, how far the post reached, right? I wanted to do that. So TikTok is kind of like my way to still do that, but I'm still obviously a realtor, you know, by day and then like TikTok marketer by night.
Well, I'm also amazed by... Okay, you don't use any you use it, but not to the degree.
Not even close.
So how do you two, you've closed deals together. Like you've created that, and that's a unique art in itself. I always call you the GPS because every time we're at an open house, someone goes, where's this house? She goes, oh, take a left over here and then a right and then a left and then you're right there. That's exactly
Think about it. I've been driving the streets of DuPage County for 30 years. Like every house, every street I go down, I'm like, oh, I was in that house. Oh, I remember that house. It's
crazy. Me as a kid, both of them in the car, like, remember when we sold that one? Remember when we sold that house three times? Like, I'm just like, oh, I'm like, Dad, okay, I got it. You sold every house in DuPage. I got it.
Oh, my God. But now you're starting to get it, though, right? When you drive down the street, you're like, oh, I remember that. Or, oh, I was in that house.
And I just realized that probably 2 years ago. And I've been doing this for 26 years. I'm like, I've been here before. Oh, yeah, I did a loan at the house right there.
You're like, that address, that street name sounds oddly familiar.
I remember that person.
Yeah.
So what are you teaching her?
The one thing I went to was this class back in the day, in the 90s. I went to a sweat class called Sweat Hogs, which is like a training program, like a boot camp for realtors to really learn the fundamentals of real estate. And I, now, fast forward, there's what's called BOLD. And like I told her, I called her, I said, Jessica, you should do this BOLD class with me. It's so good. And she was totally up for it. Like, yes, I'll do it. And
more school.
It was
just what I needed.
But was it not awesome? Like,
no, so, yeah, BOLD was great. There was a lot of takeaways from BOLD. And that's kind of another thing that I was realizing working with my dad at a small brokerage. You know, he's been in the industry now almost 40 years, right? So he knows like the relationships and, you know, how to pre-qualify, you know, seller clients, buyer clients, all of that. He's done it a million times, right? I've only been in the business about 4 years. So that BOLD class really, really helped me. And that's actually how we ended up doing our first deal together.
Yes.
We did.
Yeah. Yeah, I got so in BOLD, you do conversations, not scripts, conversations. Yep. And there was a BOLD week where we were mainly focusing on expireds and for sale by owners. And I learned this for sale by owner script the second I heard it. I can recite to you this for sale by owner script right now because it just made sense to me and it just stuck with me.
Sure.
So I thought, I'm going to go try it in the real world, right? Because I have the same type of, you know, motivation and like passion as she does, right? So I was like, I'm going to go try this in the real world. So I, you know, got online, surprise, surprise, and I found a for sale by owner. And I ended up getting an appointment with her and going over there. And we talked for like an hour and a half, right? And I felt really good about it. She called me up, told me, oh, I sold it on my own. I said, good for you. She calls me back, actually, when I was with you guys, and tells me that she, in fact, did not sell it, and how quickly can I get over to her place with the paperwork. So I went over there, and, you know, we put on the private listing network, and we had a couple showings. She was one of the agents that showed it and brought us a great offer. I presented it to her, and she, you know, was really happy, and it worked out great for everyone in the end.
Yeah, and I saw you, so it was cool seeing how you had the hunger. Going back to the beginning when you talked about how excited you were, I see that in her. And the synergy that you, and you're still excited. Yeah. You get excited every time you get on the phone with her. I got another one. I got another one.
It never died down for me.
No, like, I don't think it has.
That's the weird thing. Like people, they literally just, the fire burned out. They just don't have that drive anymore.
Yeah.
And somehow mine still ramped up. I was calling past clients before I came here.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
I think that's the whole idea of like entrepreneurship though, is, you know, how far can I take myself? Because it's all you depending on yourself to see how far you can go.
Because there's no boss telling you what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
honestly, I do think that if you truly, truly love what you do, you always have the passion and the fire.
You have no problem doing that.
It doesn't even feel like work to me.
Yeah. Wow, that's gold.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. See, I told you she was going to drop the mic. She did it again. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to do questions of the day. This is kind of like a speed round. We're going to have some fun here. I'm going to ask you three questions, just random questions, and you just answer the first thing that comes to your mind.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
So if you could have dinner with anybody today, doesn't matter who they are, doesn't matter if they're living or not, who would it be?
Taylor Swift.
Everybody's saying Taylor Swift. That is your age.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. I need to like meet her in person. I think that would be extraordinary.
Shaquille O'Neal just met her. He was excited too.
I think I would probably want to have dinner with either Mick Jagger or Keith Richards.
Ooh. And not Grant Parsons? Wait.
He's dead.
Yeah, but living or not living.
Well, no, I actually, I guess I could do Grant Parsons.
Well, Mick Jagger would be awesome. I don't know. Which one would it be? Mick or Keith? Which one?
Probably Mick because he's more like of a businessman. I he's kept the Rolling Stones relevant after all these years, and they still are doing well. Yeah. And he's the mind behind all that.
Yeah.
So I would like to hear how, like, just his thoughts and how he's done it.
That could be a whole other episode, too, because yeah. Michelle knows music inside and out. Ask her any question. So number two, what food, if you could have any food, let's say it's your last meal, what would it be today?
Pizza. There's no hesitation. Wow. Pizza. It's always pizza.
Well, okay, so what type of pizza?
Cheese.
Just cheese?
Yep.
It's like my 2-year-old daughter. Yep. Or 4-year-old. Sorry. Oh, I'm way off 2 years.
So if I'm going to be dead and it doesn't matter what I eat, mine would be a juicy cheeseburger. Oh, my God.
Okay,
love
so
cheeseburgers.
Where? What's your favorite cheeseburger just heaven. For all the local people?
Oh, no.
Send a shout
Gibson's
out.
Gibson's has a great one.
Gibson's.
Wildfire. Believe it or not, Culver's burger is delicious.
I do love Culver's.
Yeah. Culver's is a good
the butter burger.
Yeah, their butter burger.
Yeah, the butter burger.
Oh, my gosh. And Portillo's has a decent burger, but sometimes it's...
I think Portillo's is the best.
It is. Portillo's
That's just
good.
My personal opinion, but I got to try Gibson's. So Gibson's
yeah,
is
Gibson's
better.
Is a good
better
burger.
Than Wildfire, or Wildfire's better?
I like Gibson's better than Wildfire's.
Okay, yeah. I'll have to try that. Any place you could vacation right now, where would it be?
Key West.
Key West.
Both of you, mother-daughter excitement.
I love Key West.
Yeah, it is. It's
Island
beautiful.
Time is such a real thing down there, man. They're just hanging out with the roosters.
That's
and,
yeah. I've wanted to go down there, but I've heard mixed opinions, too. So
no,
you're saying
it's nice.
Really?
You heard something bad about Key West?
I did, but what? It was from somebody who lived down there, so maybe that was the reason.
Maybe that's why.
It's really expensive. I follow a TikTok account, funny enough, that's Key West Real Estate. And I was looking at, it was essentially like a trailer. And it was like $400,000.
Shut up.
Swear to God, it was a trailer for $400,000. I was like,
oh, my God.
Okay, I'll visit. I won't live there. I don't have no dreams of living there.
No, wild. That is what I've decided anyway, because I always was going to get two places, which I might still do Florida. But I think it's fun to have a place here. And then every year when it gets cold, go somewhere different. Go to Aruba and then maybe go to Florida. Then
Cabo.
Go to Cabo and go. Yeah.
Those are all, I will go with you. Just let me know.
Okay.
Yeah. We could be doing the same podcast, but in Key West.
Yeah. The guys will want to go, right? Travis?
Yeah. You guys Chris? Will come with us, Key West, yeah. all of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow.
We'll do some vlogs too, like a day in the life in Key West.
Yeah. Oh, he can drop it down. So.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Don't let his little ninja skills, even though he's quiet, he's very good with the camera. I appreciate both of you, and absolutely, we're going to do this again. There's
For
so
sure.
many
yes.
more things we could talk about. So mm-hmm. let's get to this again in the next couple months. Talk it over, see how things unfold and unpack for this year. But with that being said, we are done, and we are going to talk about the next episode is going to be on taxes. Not a fun thing, but it's that time of year. So get ready, and we'll see you next time.